If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Lou Manfredini, how are you staying warm this week? Lou, what are you doing tomorrow?
Well, right now, it's quite nice with the sun out, so tomorrow I have to work like the rest of the world, and so I'm going to bundle up.
Yeah, I was talking earlier about giving postal workers and garbage people the day off and make it a paid holiday. The text line does not agree with me, Lou Manfredini, as it turns out.
Oh, so. Really?
Yes. No. No, they don't. They there's a lot of suck it up buttercups on the text line, which I get, but I wonder how many of those people telling me to suck it up are going to be like me, working inside, right? I'm going to the United Center tomorrow. I'm not saying don't go to work if you can go to work. What I'm saying is let's have a little respect for the people that are outside the entire day. I don't know whether that's little extra bonus pay for those firefighters and police officers, and I'm not asking you to fix this problem for us, Lou. I'm just letting you know where I'm at today.
Okay. All right, I won't.
All right, there you go. Anything we should be – we talked about this last week, too. Anything special around the house we should be doing? And, oh, by the way, 312-981-7200. Text in, call in if you got any questions for Lou. But anything you thinking about today that's particularly important for this weekend?
Well, I mean, it's – you know, obviously this dangerous cold is coming. So at this point, humidity is your friend inside your home, you know, to help you kind of feel more comfortable. This is the area where you turn that fan switch on your thermostat from auto to fan on, because that will help circulate more air and keep you more comfortable. If you did not get a chance to get out to the hardware store or the home center to get new filters for your furnace, pull the dirty one out. If you go there and you look and it's dirty, just let the thing run without a filter, because you don't want to have undue resistance on the furnace when it's really, really working hard. And, you know, little things like go check and make sure all the windows are locked. Make sure that furniture is not covering up any vents anywhere. And, you know, I'm not certain if it's going to be sunny tomorrow, but, you know, if you've got drapes, close them, because that'll act as insulation around windows. You know, even the finest Gilkey windows are still your greatest area of loss when it comes to heating and cooling in a home.
Yeah, I you mentioned the humidity. Boy, we've been feeling it. We got a humidifier in David's room, of course. We need to get one for ours. And this is a real dumb question. I'm sure there's an obvious answer, but do they sell or make products, or maybe some of the HVACs these days equipped with built-in humidifiers that get throughout the house, or is that not a thing?
Oh, sure, of course, yeah. So there's absolutely whole house humidifiers, and that is really something that if you don't have it, it's definitely worth the investment, because it will help you feel so much more comfortable, and you won't be scratchy, itchy, sore throat, all that stuff. It'll be so much better. They're not inexpensive, you know, installed. If you have an HVAC contractor come and put that in, you know, it could be a couple thousand dollars, but boy, will it make a difference.
And it can just be done in the current system you have for the most part.
Correct. Right. So they would need to, you know, they'll need to run, it actually plugs in. So, but they'll need to run a water line and a drain line, but it's definitely worth the investment.
I need to do that, Lou. I mean, just the fact of how, I don't know if it's my house in particular or if it's just these all sorts of houses are like this. I'm waking up with the dry throat, you know, after a couple of hours of sleeping and the itchy skin. It's just terrible.
Right, right. Yeah, I know. And it does make a difference. And it really does make you feel more comfortable in your home, for sure.
For sure, too. 312-981-7200 if you got any questions for Lou. A lot of questions about, does trickling the water actually work, Lou? It does, right?
For sure. And you need to do the hot and the cold, because I was talking about this with John Williams. If you've got an older home and you've had problems before with this, then, you know, this is something that you got to pay attention to. If you've never had problems before, it's not like we haven't had cold like this before. You just got to be smart, right? And But the hot and the cold both trickle. Moving water won't freeze. And at the very least, open up the cabinets. If you've got a sink base on an outside wall, open up the cabinet door so hot, warm air gets in there to circulate it. And just be mindful, you know, pay attention to it as you're home or not home, because that little trickle, I'm like, oh, it's going to cost so much for the water. It's way less than a burst pipe.
Yeah. Someone actually reminded me to ask you, and I meant to. We were talking about house burping. I don't know if you've heard of this German trend that where you just open the windows, even on a cold day, for 5 or 10 minutes to just get some fresh air in the house. People swear by it. Is that recommended? Maybe not on a day like tomorrow, but other days. I mean, that's got to be a lot of immediate heat loss, especially if it's 5 or 10 minutes, and the replacement of that heat's got to take some time. Or is it worth it?
Well, I mean, it house burping. That's funny. I've never heard that terminology. But you know, getting a shot of fresh air inside the house, you know, if you've been closed up for quite some time, can really make a difference. And so. That's not a bad idea, but when, you know, I wouldn't do any house burping tomorrow, but, you know, I mean, the, you know, when we get those days of, you know, like even right now, I'm looking out the window, it's kind of sunny. It looks nice. You know, I was outside with the dogs. It wasn't crazy. You want to open up the window, get some fresh air in the house. That's why not?
Take a big burp today is what Lou's saying. Let it all out right today, right. But tomorrow right. Keep it on in. Someone wanted to know about the registers in rooms that they don't use. Better just to keep those registers closed on a cold day so the heat goes where it's supposed to, or does that cold room create problems that the heat has to compensate for elsewhere? Great question.
It does. It does, because if you have cold air returns in that room and the temperature of that room gets cooler, cold air return pulls that air in, and then the furnace has to heat it, you know, even more. And so, you know, a forced air system operates on a constant movement of air. And, you know, the warm air passes, the cool air comes back, and then it's constantly heating it, right? Like a roller going across a road type of thing. And so it's better to keep things consistent, and I think the system will run more efficiently, and you'll be more comfortable.
Let's try and squeeze in one call here from Joan. Joan, what's your question for Lou?
Actually, I just thought of a second one. Well, number one, how do crawl spaces stay warm enough that pipes down there do not freeze? And B, is there any advantage to running an overhead fan to keep heat closer to the surface and not up on the ceiling?
Two good questions from Joan.
Take the second one first. Running the ceiling fan on low is a great idea because heat rises and it makes the house much more comfortable. How do crawl spaces keep warm? They're cold. You lose a little bit of heat from the crawl, you know, coming from the heated space above. If there's pipes down there, hopefully they're insulated, but they can be susceptible to pipes freezing, in particular with the weather that they're saying we have coming.
For sure. Lou Manfredini, I know you'll be working tomorrow like the rest of us. You're working hard. We appreciate it, Mr. Fix-It.
Take care, bud.
Talk to you Saturday morning, of course. And that's great. Lou Manfredini.